Wake up, America. Morning's over.
Today is the end of the Republic. The end of a regime that acquiesces to disorder. This fierce machine which you have built, upon which we stand, will bring an end to the Senate. All remaining systems will bow and will remember this as the last day of the Republic.
In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. That's how you do this.
The time has come. Execute Order 66.
When they slaughtered Congress, we didn't wake up.
I am the Senate.
When they blamed terrorists and suspended the Constitution, we didn't wake up then either.
The two most lethal elements of the domestic violence extremist threat are racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists and militia violent extremists. In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
Now I'm awake.
Can the federal government take credit for saving us from a plot of its own creation? What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots, and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds.
January 6th is now being used as a pretext to strip law-abiding Americans of their most basic civil liberties.
You are our only hope. The America you know doesn't exist in our future.
Bow and remember this as the last day of the Republic!